History is full of those who have claimed that they came from God or that they were God. Each of them has a right to be heard and considered. In the light of this, there must be some permanent test available to all people by which they can decide whether any of these claimants or all of them are justified in their claims. Automobile manufacturers tell their customers when to expect a new model. If God sent anyone from Himself, or if He came Himself, if He came with an important message for all mankind, it would seem reasonable that He would first let men know when His messenger was coming. Reason further tells me that if God did not do this, then there would be nothing to prevent any imposter from appearing in history and saying, "I came from God," or "an angel appeared to me in the desert and gave me this message." In such cases, there would be no objective, historical way of testing the messenger. We would only have his word for it, and of course, he could be wrong. If a visitor came to Washington, D.C. and said that he was a diplomat representing another country, our government would ask him for his passport and other documents testifying that he represented a certain government. If such proof of identity are asked from delegates of other countries, reason certainly ought to do so with messengers who claim to have come from God, such as, "What record was there before you were born that you were coming?" Socrates had no one to foretell his birth. Buddha had no one to pre-announce him and his message. But with Christ, it was different. Because of the Old Testament prophecies, his coming was not unexpected. There was no prediction about Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, or anyone else. But there were predictions about Christ. Others just came and said, "Here I am, believe me." They were, therefore, only men among men, and not the divine in the flesh. It was Christ alone who stepped out of that line, saying, "Search the Scriptures, for they testify of me. Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me." It is true that the prophecies of the Old Testament can be best understood in the light of their fulfillment. The language of prophecy does not have the exactness of mathematics. Yet, if one would search out the various messianic scriptures in the Old Testament and compare the resulting picture with the life and work of Christ, can one doubt that the ancient predictions point to Jesus and the kingdom which he has established? From a historical point of view alone, here is uniqueness which sets Christ apart from all the religions of the world. Another distinguishing fact that sets him apart is that once he appeared, he struck history with such impact that he split it in two, dividing it into two periods, one before his coming and the one after it. Buddha did no such thing, neither did Muhammad. A third fact separating him from all the others is this: every other person, whoever came into this world, came into it to live. But Jesus, he came to this earth to die. Death was a stumbling block to Socrates, to Muhammad. It interrupted his teaching. But to Christ, death was the goal and fulfillment of his life. Few of his words or actions are without reference to his cross. He presented himself as a savior rather than just a teacher. It meant nothing to teach men to be good without giving them the power to be good. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.